Welcome to Torah Timecha HaVtorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying the HaVtorah of Parshas Vayetze, which begins, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, Hoshea, Perek, Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, chapter 12, verse 13, and takes us all the way to the end of the Sefer. Hoshea lived and prophesied towards the end of the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes, Aseres HaShvatim, and his words at the end of this book, so pained and heartfelt, are a desperate plea for his brothers and sisters to return to Hashem, to return to what they truly know is true before it is too late. We will understand its connection to Vayetze right at the beginning. Verse 13. Vayivrach Yaakov stay Aram, vayavod Yisrael be'isha, uve'isha shamar. Then Yaakov had to flee to the land of Aram. There, Yisrael worked for a wife. For a wife, he had to guard sheep. This is, of course, Parshas Vayetze, which begins with Yaakov running away to the fields of Aram, where he finds himself needing to do almost slave labor, guarding sheep, just to be able to earn the right to marry. But if we read the pasuk together with the next one, we are struck by the parallelism. Vayivrach Yaakov stay Aram, vayavod Yisrael beisha uveisha shamar. Then Yaakov had to flee to the land of Aram and work for a wife. For a wife, he had to guard. And uven the next pasuk, uven navi ha'elah Hashem es Yisrael mimitzrayim. Uvinavi Nishmar. And when God brought Yisrael up from Mitzrayim, it was through a Navi, and through a Navi they were guarded. Hoshea paints a picture for us of the vulnerable, fragile Yaakov, literally running for his life from a dangerous enemy, Esav, half crazed with rage and hatred. And then Yaakov alone, arriving on unfriendly territory on the fields of Aram, forced to deal with the conniving and tricky Lavan, as it took him 14 years to finally finish paying off his rights to marry the wife he wanted. Do you see this portrait of Yaakov? Do you feel his dread, his loneliness, his fragility? And now we read verse 14. How did we go from this lonely Yaakov to a huge nation marching out of Egypt, led by a prophet, guarded by the prophet Moshe? These two pictures, side by side, are so important to recognize and understand. They form the basis of our identity, and they must. If we are to remain true to our mission, it becomes imperative that we never let go of this vision, this image of Yaakov as he fled to the fields of Aram, and this second picture of our nation saved and flourishing. And there is a picture in between, a defining moment that took Yaakov from the traumatic escape to his arrival in Aram. And that is, of course, the latter. Yaakov's first prophecy, which takes place on his escape as he is running away, Hashem appears to Yaakov, first allowing him to see the angels entrusted with guarding Yaakov. According to Rashi, the first group of angels ending their shift and returning up the ladder, and the new group of angels coming down to guard him now. And then Hashem himself, right above Yaakov, giving Yaakov the assurance he needs that he is with Yaakov and will accompany him and protect him on this difficult journey. And that he will have children. And according to Medrash, he was shown the painful and difficult exiles his children will suffer. But through it all, Hashem reminds Yaakov, I will be with you. As you are frightened and lonely today, there will be many times that your children will experience similar traumas. But as I am with you today, as you see me at the top of the ladder, your children will have me just as close as they let me in. What is the problem? Our problems begin when we lose our three Vayetze pictures, Hosea, in our psukim, begins to rebuke Ephraim for their terrible averos, for their cruelty and their idol worship. The language in chapter 13, verse 2, is noted by Ibn Ezra. Zovche Adam Agalim Yishakun. They have reached the awful low of murdering people and kissing calves. Ibn Ezra says their priorities, their philosophies have become so skewed and corrupt that they are murdering people and kissing calf-shaped idols when they should be using, even perhaps slaughtering calves and kissing people. How can this have happened to us? Hosea cries. After all, chapter 13, verse 4, Va'anochi Hashem Elokecha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Velukim zulasilu sida, umoshia ein bilti. I am Hashem, your God, from Egypt. You will never know another God, nor is there anyone else who can save you. I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt. Do you remember me? I saved you. I saved you and saved you again. And there has never been anyone else. It has always been me. And I have always kept you alive and saved you. Rav Hirsch on Tefillah, in his magnum opus Chorev, speaks about Hodeah, the gratitude section of Shmona Esrei. It's interesting because the word Hodeah shares a shoresh, a root, with the word for confessions, vidoy. Why? Because gratitude is a confession, an admission of sorts. The purpose of Hodeah, gratitude, is to admit that yesterday happened. Perhaps we would like to begin every morning anew with a clean slate, as if we have no past, as if we don't owe any gratitude to anyone, live in the now. But yesterday happened, and in our collective yesterday, Hashem has saved us and guarded us and protected us so many times. And recognizing this opens up our capacity to feel gratitude and reminds us that this relationship we are forging with Hashem today is one that we have been living on for millennia. This series of pictures, that is our story. You were Yaakov alone, and then I showed you me above the ladder, promising that I would be with you, and then I let you grow and multiply and thrive. If this concept sounds familiar, perhaps it's reminding us of the mitzvah of Bikurim, when each farmer would bring a gift to the Beis HaMikdash and make a small speech, a declaration. Arami oved avi, an Arami tried to wipe out my father Yaakov, but you, Hashem, took care of us and we survived because of you. And that is how I come to be here today on my own land with my own produce. You did that, Hashem. So important is this mitzvah that the very structure and speech are written in the Torah. In our moving Haftorah, we find out what happens when we are blind to these pictures, when we lose this beautiful clarity and context, when we lose our gratitude. Chapter 13, verse 6, Kimar Isam Vayispa'u Sav'u Vayaram Libam Al-Kain Shechechuni. When they grazed, they were sated. When they were sated, they grew haughty, and so they forgot me. This word, kimar isam, when they grazed, animals graze. Animals do not have the capacity to think about where their food, their care is coming from, to whom they owe gratitude. If there is food, they eat it. This Jewish people, so blessed and cared for by Hashem, do you eat as if you are grazing, taking your good fortune for granted, letting it lead you to arrogance, complacency, entitlement? This sad pasuk concludes, Al-Kain Shechechuni. That's why they forgot me. So many times it's not sorrow and trauma that pulls us away from God. It's when we are gifted with blessings that we forget. Forget where our gifts come from. Forget where we come from. And we paint new fake pictures of a present that is disconnected from past and future. I'm just here today, enjoying the life I decide. I control my own destiny, and the world is mine to create. I can actually form and fashion my own deities. Vayasu lahem masecha mikaspam kitfunam atabim. They have made them molten images, idols by their skill from their silver. Holy, the work of artisans. What happens when that happens? Chapter 13, verse 7. I become like a lion to them, like a leopard I lurk on the way. Like a bear robbed of her young, I attack them and rip open the casing of their hearts. I will devour them there like a lion. The beasts of the field shall mangle them. The Haftorah talks about four animals I become like. The terrible irony is, when we begin to deny our past, deny this relationship of love that Hashem has built with us, as soon as difficulty does hit, we, B'nai Yisrael, believe that Hashem is like attacking us. We see Hashem like an angry animal. We grow scared and confused. What happened to our beautiful castles we built in the sky? As Radak says, Tovas hakel shachachu v'kafru b'tovosav. They forgot the good deeds of God, and they denied His kindness. Aval hara'a haba'a le'em he'mi yachasimusa el Hashem. And the bad that happens to them, that they relate to God. Until, God forbid, Hashem seems in their eyes like a wild, killing animal. The thing is, when we deny the relationship of love, it's replaced in our mind with something else. It's replaced with hatred and destruction. But let's pause for a moment and connect back to Vayetze. Malbim tells us that these four animals reference the four exiles that we have experienced, the four exiles that Yaakov was shown in his latter vision. According to Medrash, first angels ascended 70 steps corresponding to Galus Bavel, and then they came down, showing Yaakov that the exile will ultimately end, and so on for all four. So these animals, they represent our enemies, our challenging exiles, and they are a product of our sins, of our straying. But again, through our revisionist history lens, B'nai Yisrael attribute all evil and pain not to their own mistakes, but to Hashem. And Hosea again cries out in chapter 13, verse 9, Shicheska Yisrael, ki bi be'ezrecha. You are destroying yourselves, Yisrael. You had no help but me. Whether you recall it or not, remember it or not, this is who I am and who I have always been. I am your help, your savior, the one who has been helping you all along. And if you don't know that, if you see me only as someone who is a punisher, a destroyer, you are living a lie, and a dangerous lie at that. I love you and have been supporting you and helping you on this journey all along. And the Haftorah concludes with the way that Hashem will help us the most. In chapter 14, verse 2, Shuva Yisrael al Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta ba'avonecha. Return, Yisrael, to the Eternal, your Hashem, for you have fallen because of your sin. Hosea tells us, return to Hashem and do teshuva. I'll even tell you how. Kehui machem dvarim. This is what you should say. I'm going to give you the language you need. Imru Elav, say to Hashem, Kol Tisa Avon, forgive all guilt, and Uneshama Parim Sefasenu, accept our words instead of Karbanos. Which words? What are the words that we need to find, that we need to know, the magic words, so to speak? What are the words that Hashem has been waiting all this time for us to say? Chapter 14, verse 4. Ashur lo yoshienu, al sus lo nirkav, vilo no mar od elokhenu lemaseyadenu, asher becha irucham yasom. Assyria shall not save us, no more will we ride on steeds, nor ever again will we call our handiwork our God. since in you alone orphans find pity. Hashem, we're taking out all our pictures. We see you on top of the ladder, and we see that there is no one else, and there has never been anyone else. It has been you all along. When we can finally recognize, Hashem, it's not Assyria, it's not horses, we will stop creating our own gods. When that beautiful day will finally come, Hashem will say, this is it. That is what I've been waiting for all this time. And chapter 14, verse 5, Erpa Meshuvasam. I will heal your afflictions. Ohavim nitava ki shava pimimenu. Generously will I take them back in love, for my anger has turned away from them. This is what I have been waiting for. And the final verse of the Haftorah, and also the final verse of the entire Sefer, chapter 14, verse 10. Mi chacham v'yavin eila, navon v'yida'im, ki yisharim darchei Hashem, v'tzadikim yalchuvam, ufoshim yikashluvam. The wise will consider these words, the prudent will take note of them. For the paths of God are smooth, the righteous can walk on them, while sinners stumble on them. Only when we remember our long journey on the historical Darchei Hashem and understand the lessons we were taught along the way, will we become the people who can stand in the shade of Hashem's mercy. We will become the people who deserve His beneficence. The Hodayah we feel when we remember how Hashem rose us from the turmoil of Yaakov and the despair of Mitzrayim should serve us to not only be thankful to Hashem for His goodness we received then, but also should help us to strengthen our relationship with Him, enriched by the ideas He has taught us during our long journey with Him. And then we can finally end our cycle of regressing to our past follies. And our odyssey will culminate in the highest meaning of Kichu Imachem Dvarim Vishuvu El Hashem. Take with you words and truly and totally return to God. Thank you for studying together.